When you have to take away those many weapons, it puts your defense really in a bind. And realistically, what they're doing offensively makes you almost on defense have to be more talented than them, and they do have a talented football team.
And our defense is a little bit beat up also. Didn't have all of our players here on top of that. You know, Coach, when you sit here and look at this, I look at four great quarterbacks that we have in this league. You were a quarterback also. You understand the talent level that's sitting here. I can't even imagine even replacing four of these guys next year and see what this league was going to be about, because this year, when you went talking about quarterback, you're talking about high-quality, efficient, and effective quarterbacks throughout this league.
Well, that's true, and four, and I remember when I was here in 99, you know, Stan Hill, who had a great or still has a great NFL career going, I think he was the fifth or sixth best quarterback in this league, and that was when we had Corey Jenkins, and there were a couple other guys in this league that were pretty dang good, and, you know, I think about four of those six ended up playing in the NFL, and you know, our quarterback that we had that year, our backup guy, was Jake Seals from Garden City, who started Oklahoma three of the last four games the year before that Coach Stoops got there. Yes, they are good quarterbacks, and we all know that it starts with the trigger man, and when he can put you in the right play and make the right plays and the right throws and make the right decisions, it makes your offense go a lot better.
You guys voted yet on the all-conference team yet?
We have voted, but we have a meeting tomorrow to decide who all's all-conference and that kind of stuff, and I tell you, it's going to be some hard decisions, you know, just quarterback, running back, receivers, and there's a lot of talent in this league, and this league is, you know, nationally known for a reason, because there are a lot of good football players here. And I tell you, the thing that people don't realize is that competition also makes those in-state guys a lot better too, and they get an opportunity that they would never gotten if it wasn't for the type of league that we have here in Kansas.
As we watch down here, you know, we're seeing some of these young men leave the football field for the very last time wearing a white shirt for Garden City. And like I said, you can talk about some of the players if you want to, about how great they were, what they meant to the program. You know, whether it's Keytre, you know, you can go Keith too, what he did from long snapper, had to make the move this year to defensive end, things that he had to do. Also, you know, whether Nick Marshall, what's going to happen with him. Talk about the offensive line too, another one that's really did a very good job here and held their own here tonight also.
If I sit here and told you all the great things every one of these guys have done, I think we'd run out of airtime, whatever you call it. You know, these guys have been great, you know, and I'm really proud of Tyler White, Devin and Dylan and Keytre and Cole Weiss and all those guys. You know, when I came here, the program was down, and they believed in me. When I went in, I sat down and talked to them. I said, guys, we're going to turn this program around. And thank God that they believed what I was talking about, because those guys bought in and they've worked hard. And, you know, you got to realize these guys almost put in 2 years of their lives getting Garden City football turned around. You know, you talk about Nick and, you know, how much he does, and Tyreek and Jamal, but those guys wasn't the building blocks that start all this stuff. They're kind of reaping some of the benefits of their hard work, you know, not only their blocking what they do, but also, you know, when you got Keith Kern, who at times last year, I know they got frustrated, but, you know, they still believed in me, and they believed in Garden City, and the people in the community, you know, they just kept saying, guys, it's going to get better and going to get better. And it's hard sometimes when things are tough to keep believing. You know, your faith is always going to get tested. And for me and for Garden City Community College football, they believed in me and they believed in themselves and kept fighting. And we were able to get this thing almost back to where we want it. We got to keep going. And I told them, I said, you know, today, you know, you guys don't realize that you guys will never be forgotten in Garden City. You'll be the class that turned this thing around to get Garden City back to where it's supposed to be.